Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar daily. Let it be God first in your life as you see the dawn of a new day. Switch on your phone to do a quiet time with God, listening to Turning Point audio. Then pray more on your own as long as you can. Pray in tongue and pray in your understanding as well. Do a short Bible study from our daily devotional prayer booklet. Read the day's portion. Pray the day's prayer. Follow the guideline for reading the entire Bible through in a year. TPGF members and listeners worldwide, subscribe to be receiving it online for your daily engagement with a token. For subscription and subscription renewal, chat with Demi on +234 8055 100 510. Do so now before you forget. Welcome also to Monday, the first day in April 2024, which also happens to be the Easter Monday, the Ascension Day to glory of Jesus into heaven after resurrection from death. Jesus died on Friday, the Good Friday, rose up from the grave on the third day, which is Sunday, then ascended to heaven on Monday, which is called Easter Monday. May the resurrection power of Christ transform you completely in all areas of life. Please open your hand and heart to receive what God has sent today and be responding with amen, I receive it. On this day, when the whole Christian world is remembering and celebrating the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, may you experience his resurrection and restoration power. As the stone, the seal, and the soldiers could not hold Jesus down to the grave, I prophesy, no force or power, both in heaven and on earth, shall be able to hold you down. The force of inertia over you is broken this day. Acts chapter 1 verse 9 says, while they beheld him, while they looked up, he was taken up, and a cloud received him from their sight. The law of gravity was set aside. An unknown and unseen power lifted Jesus completely out of their sight until they could see him no more. Everyone connected and listening this day, may the supernatural power of God Almighty lift you up in your business, in your career life, in your marital destiny, in your ministerial calling, in your financial life, in your investment life, in all your journeys of life, and in all other areas of your endeavors. From today, I prophesy over your life, go forward and move up. Go forward and move up. No more restriction. No more embargo. No matter how high up you are presently, you will go higher still. You shall conquer more territories. You shall excel and be exceptional in all you do. Your children, the same. Your spouse, the same. Your siblings, also the same. Anyone that has been experiencing stagnancy or redundancy, no growth in what you do, no progress, no profit, no increase, everything seems to be at a standstill for you or your family. Let me, with the revelation of today's ascension to glory of Jesus Christ, pray for you. Do this. Kneel down. If you can find a place, kneel down. If you are still in your room, good. Find a corner, your chair beside your bed, kneel down. If not, receive this prayer all the same, but when it is more convenient for you, kneel down to receive the prayer and play the message back then. Let me pray. I pray for you. As you bow your knees before God, may stagnancy bow out of your life. May frustration and depression bow out of your life. May crying and weeping bow out of your life. I command all obstacles, all obstructions and confusions, lack of help, setback and shutdown on you, catch fire and leave you now. Your endless waiting period is over today. Your continuous struggle with nothing to show expires now. You are set free. Within the next 14 days, you shall experience a significant change. Opportunities and possibilities shall locate you where you are or the person you are standing in the gap for. In Jesus' name, say amen, amen, and amen. Now, listeners, if you can, put a battle seed of your choice to back up this prayer for yourself or your loved ones. Let's see what will follow after that. We cannot buy God's miracle, and we don't pay for God's blessings But when a sacrifice is made, heavens open. It's a spiritual law. Seed has a voice. It speaks. Sacrifice breaks yokes. Do so as God gives you the grace and understanding. April 1 born people, now your birthday prayers. You are blessed. Your birthday is blessed also. God will set you up for people to bless you. You will live long and you will live well in Jesus' name. Say amen. Happy birthday. Listeners, welcome to the Healing Week. Under our new arrangement as led of God, it is 1 week of teachings through question and answers approach, followed by a week of sharing glorious testimonies of God's wonders to us in TPGF families. Then intensive, passionate, and personal prayers, as we had it last week, culminating into healing prayers, healing prayer ministrations, as we are having it this week. Connect by faith in all these weeks. It shall be testimonies galore for you and members of your family. Say amen. But let me quickly say this before calling out the first healing challenges and prayers today. Listen to this. Write it down if you can. Healing is a covenant right for every believer. It is part of the children's bread that Jesus referred to when discussing with that Syrophoenician woman. One of the benefits of knowing and serving God is divine health and divine healing. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 24 says, by whose stripes ye were healed. Past tense. Your healing was already concluded before the sickness came on you. So resist and reject that sickness. It was never yours. It's an imposition. Don't take it. Exodus 15:26, God said, I will put none of these diseases upon you, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that heals you. God is your healer. So release your faith to receive your miracles. When it comes to healing miracles, your faith is required. After each prayer, exercise your faith. You say, but how? By trying to do what you couldn't do before. Confess your healing. Act it out. It shall be established. Let's start. Who is this with growth? A part of your body is swollen. A hard mass. When you touch it, it is hard. Either painful or not, it's not supposed to be there. Lay hand on it. It will dissolve now. Then who is this with pain? Somebody with body pains. Somebody with pain in the body. Joint pain, back pain, leg pain, waist pain. Whichever part of your body is experiencing pain now. Healing is coming for you now. Now everyone, get a glass of water. Enough for you to drink. After I have prayed over it, you will drink it by faith and walk out of that pain or that sickness. Then anoint the place with the anointing oil as well. Lay or tie your mantle to sleep for 3 days. Pains shall leave your body completely. Then who is this with toothache? Then somebody mouth ulcer, a sore in your mouth, or foul odor from the mouth also. You too will use the blessed water to gargle and throw it out. 3 times, that affliction shall end. Someone is having eye problem. Your eye is either reddish, swollen, itching, poor vision, partially blind, or even totally blind. Your sight shall be supernaturally restored. You too will wash your face with the blessed water after this prayer. Eye challenge and related issues on the eye shall be solved. Who is this with hernia? Then I see somebody bleeding. Who is this bleeding? A woman bleeding excessively or an injury that is bleeding? I see blood. An injury that refused to heal. Now, let's pray. All mentioned cases, get set. Even if your case was not particularly mentioned, but you have faith for your healing, join them. The centurion said to Jesus, speak your word only, and my servant shall be healed. Jesus spoke from where he was, and healing took place at the other side. In the spiritual, distance is not a barrier. Let me pray. In the name of Jesus Christ, the resurrected Lord, I prophesy to your life, be healed. Be healed. Everywhere hand is laid or mantle tied, anointed oil received, receive your complete healing. all demonic forces of sicknesses, of aches and pain, strange sicknesses, in whatever form you are manifesting yourself or by whatever names you are called. I command you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Lord that is risen and ascended to heaven, leave your victims now. Leave your victims now in the name of Jesus. Beloved, you are set free. I proclaim on you, free at last. Say, amen, I am healed. Say it three times. Amen, I'm healed. Amen, I'm healed. Amen, I'm healed. Check it out. Try to do what you couldn't do before. Drop that stick, drop that crutches, walk, bend, rise, see, touch. Your miracle is established in Jesus' name. Do all the faith actions I ask us to take and send your testimonies later. Right? We shall pray more tomorrow. We have the whole of this week to do this. Expect your healing is coming. Forward this to all on your contact today. Let them use it to pray. They too will be healed. There will be no live broadcast today till Friday. Let's get ready for Friday. And then the special seed for this month is our seed of 4444 in the fourth month of the year. Whatever you do that brings the glory, he says do it more. You can sow as many fours as you can sow. 444,400 naira and 44 kobo. 44,444 naira, 44 kobo. 100,444 naira, 44 kobo. 50,444 naira, 44 kobo. 20,444 naira, 44 kobo. 5,444 naira, 44 kobo. 4,444 naira, as many falls as you can. All in diaspora, do as many falls as you can in your own currency using our PayPal instruction. PayPal will take whatever currency from whatever country and we shall put it in the kingdom work. If you are a monthly tither, personal and corporate tithing, but to Thanksgiving, partnership commitment and your vows, tithing, giving and sowing seed are our covenant work with God for as long as we live. TPGF is a fertile soil to sow your tithe and to sow your seed. TPGF members and listeners abroad, use the PayPal, as I have said, and do your sowing. The Lord will bless you. If you want us to send you the commission's account, including the PayPal detail for your regular tithing and all the seed, send a chat message. Or please send me the commission's account to +234 809 789 4000. That line only. I speak to everyone's life this day. Beginning from this, the first day of this month to the end, it shall be miracle and blessing galore. This month opens for you now. It will not close on you. It will be showers of blessings everywhere you go. What God cannot do does not exist, because God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Happy Easter.